good. Look like we looking good. Look like we looking good. Late LK at one, y'all. So holding it down, bringing that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people? Today, oh yeah, coming with another wonderful episode of That's Right On Screen. We are here to talk some Star Trek. Look, time is flying, y'all. I looked and I was like, yo, episode 6? I feel like Discovery just came back. You want to know why? Because time flies when you're having fun. See, when you're having fun, you'd be like, see, if this was a whack show and you were like, man, I hate every moment of it, you'd be like, God, man, how long has this show been on? And it would be like episode 2. But we are rolling through. We are still having fun. We are having some very interesting moments. And we're getting some plot progression. We getting a couple of things that I'm, you know, we gonna talk about that get on my nerves a little bit. But for the most part, I am having a ball watching this show. Hopefully you are too. So real quick, I'm gonna give a shout out to the folks that's out there killing it. X Nightmare Effect, Twitch streamer, also on YouTube, killing it on Street Fighter, killing it on Call of Duty, doing his thing. Big shout out to Double Toasted out there killing it. Big shout out to 133 Art that is like killing it with comics right now. Melanin Manga with Giallo Gumbo. They did a episode with us on the channel. Big shout out to Lady Lisa. She was with me just last night, or sorry, like night before last on Black Together. And then last night with the Four Horsemen, we were all chilling talking about that 6ix9ine documentary, which, you know, I mean, hey, it's up to you how you feel about it. So anyway, tonight, as we get into the very first issues or notes. Well, I won't say this is the issue. This is just something that I wanted to give a shout out to. Big shout out to Wally that's out there fixing up all the Star Trek ships, hooking up the Federation, helping them out. I was like, Wally, is that you? That's Wally's people out there. I was like, go ahead, Wally. You and your girl out there probably doing things, fixing ships, upgrading. And speaking of the upgrades, the ship, they got programmable matter. They got all these things coming in. They got the new tricorders and be like, boop, boop, go out, go wherever they want. Got the man with the big eyeballs. He flying everywhere. You don't know where he going to be at. You know what I'm saying? All I know is that's the illest get out of jail free card ever. You be like, oh, snap, they coming? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but the upgrades is nice. You know what I'm saying? You even got Stamets getting his upgrade. Adira, we're going to talk about their relationship later. The upgrades, he put his, the, took the thing out his arm. He don't even need that no more. He put it in the jail. You know what I'm saying? I got to be like, swoop that, put it in the jail. I'm like, I don't know what kind of sound it's going to make. But they'll be like, and then they go out. They go wherever they want. So now he just got to put it in the jail. And then when he take it out, he ain't got to wash his hands. You know what I'm saying? It's nice. So Adira is already helping out in big ways and also staying out of our way for the story because I got notes, small things, but hey, you know what I'm saying? You know, I gotta hit it. Sometimes I gotta tap you on the show, but I still love you. Other nice upgrades is we see Saru in the big room with the rest of the captains, you know what I'm saying? So we see him upgraded to, you know, this is information, you know, the download debriefing area, you know what I'm saying? So we're now sort of being, I guess, let into the inner circle, I guess you could say. And I know that it seems like, I know it's like, because we know the Discovery. So we know everybody on the ship. So we're like, man, come on, man. Like, yo, why y'all hating? But since last episode, and some of you guys have left comments, I will lean on to the understanding of your boy, Vance. I do get it. These people are new. You're under a lot of stress. The Federation has been greatly diminished. You have no idea why. There ain't but 38 worlds or so that are even, you know, attached to you anymore. The earth done been like peace. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I understand everybody's on edge and you don't really have any warp, kind of like, I guess warp ability like that anymore. So I get it. I get it. I will back off of Vance just a little bit. Because in the debrief, you see, you know, of course, Saru just want to help out. He like, yo, man, if y'all need us to go here and go there, yo, we can do it. And like, we can be like, boop, and we can be out. And he like, nah, look, emerald, you know what I'm saying? The emerald chain, you know what I'm saying? Them gold, you know what I'm saying? You know, Figaro chain wearing cats, we don't know. It might get popping over on this planet, so we're going to need you to stand by. We never know. We might need you to jump in, pack a pack out, and then come out. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to need you on standby. So with all the upgrades, with all the changes, with all the updates, I understand Vance's point a little bit. I know, you know what I'm saying? You got to take a step forward. He got to take a step forward. So I'm going to be cool on him on that. But when it comes to being cool, let me ask you first. What do you think about Saru's decision with Michael Burnham? Because we do see that he has some trepidation about going to the Admiral and telling them what's going on. He even talks to Tilly. He confides in her for a second. Like, yo, look, this is what Burnham done did. Like, yo, what am I supposed to do? And even she's like, yo, you got to go tell him. Because, like, bottom line is, yo, we love Michael Burnham. She cool. She my girl. Bag of pearls, all of that. But, yo, I can't wager the whole crew of the Discovery on her antics right now. You know what I'm saying? And actually, we've kind of been through, Saru brings it up, we've kind of been through this stuff in season one. Which you kind of like just doing your thing. And it's like, you can't do your thing when everybody else is involved. You know what I'm saying? But I do also understand that if I was Saru telling her that she couldn't go anywhere to save her friend that has kept her alive for the whole year and to be able to find us and even save us from the situation we were in, I already know. I'm no Starfleet captain, but this is how I would have rocked it. I'd have been like, look, we on hold for the next, I believe they said they were on hold for 12 hours. I'd have been like, all right, Michael, check this. Look, we on hold for the next 12 hours. Here's what we gonna do. I'm gonna make somebody acting number one. I want you to go run this mission real fast, all right? Super fast, all right? Super fast. Bring your butt back before we tell anybody. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I'm one of those people where it's like, look, yeah, I understand Saru wanting to be all open with the new Admiral, but just like he don't know us, we don't really know him like that. You know what I'm saying? And some information like this, old boy might be like, well, I'm disbanding the whole crew. You know what I'm saying? And there won't be anything that you can really do towards that. What up, NRAM? Nice to see you up in the spot. Nice to see you. Good to have you up in here. You know what I'm saying? Y'all checking out that Obama. So I'm the type of captain that would have been like, look, all right, check this. I need you to go quickly, fast. I would have told her to take Giorgio and one other. Fast, super fast, go. Come back. While you gone, I ain't gonna say nothing. I will not say anything unless I have to say anything. Saru out here, you know what I'm saying? He volunteering knowledge, you know what I'm saying? And not to dog him out, because it's not like Saru's just running around ready to tell on people, you know what I'm saying? It's not like he's snitching for the snake of snitch. It's not even really snitching. He's trying to keep his ship and his crew prioritized over his friendship with Michael Burnham, which is kind of like a brother and sister relationship. And since it's kind of like a brother and sister relationship, I'm pretty sure you might have a sibling or two, you know, maybe not, I don't know, but if you do, In a lot of cases, your brother or sister is like, you know, that's your road dog. That's your partner in crime. So I would have been on like, all right, Michael, look, take Giorgio, take someone else, go fast, come back. I'll have someone acting in your place. If anyone super serious asks, like Willa or Vance, you in sick bay, helping with something or you doing something where you incapacitated, all right? But you got to, I'd have been like, look, you got 12 hours, all right? You got 12 hours and you better make it work, all right? Get over there and do whatever you got to do and hurry up and get back. Because I know this black box information is a huge deal. I mean, she's even with her talking to Saru, it's like, yo, you know, this might show that the blast didn't happen simultaneously and there may be an origin point. We might be able to. So this is not like her just wanting to go, you know, stand in line for the new iPhone. You know what I'm saying? This is not only saving her friend and saving other people's lives that are basically slaves. They're also getting information that may lead us to knowledge of why or how the burn happened. And if someone was controlling it, or if someone was behind it, or if it can happen again. All that. So this is, it's not like it's not a high priority mission. If I was Saru, I might have told, but I don't think I would have told as quick. I would have been one of those people like, look, we'll tell if we have to tell, but for right now, this is a mission that's very important. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm not mad at the decision he made, because I know you have to do all you can to maintain your brand new trust with the Federation, because y'all Federation, but y'all not Federation. It's like, it's weird. It's like, they not your peoples and you ain't theirs, even though you are, you know what I'm saying? It's like, say if you had like a long lost cousin or something and you ain't met them in your life and they roll through and you already in your 30s or something like that. You'll be like, well, you know, I know you my uncle's son and I'm happy to see you, but I got to fill you out before, you know what I'm saying, I can roll with you like that. You know what I'm saying? So I get that. I understand that. I just wish Saru would have gave her a little more time. With that said, I fully understand her demotion. Like, the second he said it was going to be like some consequences or whatever, I was like, oh, she about to get demoted. She about to get full demoted. They're about to take her down a couple notches. But let me know what you think about this. I think her getting taken down some notches is going to be able to free her up to do what she want to do. Now, he did say, I'm going to restrict you. Restrict. Restrict. Pause it with the restrict. And like, you ain't restricting nothing. And I mean, I get it, because Michael's like, yo, I was alone. And this time by myself, I had to figure it out. So imagine for a year, you were out kind of like in the wilderness, just like in the wind, trying to figure it out, survive, and see if your people was ever going to come through. And then they finally come through and they want you to now fit in this tight, perfect little box again. Even Giorgio said when they got back, she was like, mm-hmm, you got that taste of freedom, didn't you? got to sow them oats. Oh, man, we're going to talk about Soren and Moats a little bit later. Hashtag Federation Black Love. Hashtag kissing in the turbo lift. Hashtag don't be showing up where I be kissing. So I did want to jump into Adira real quick, because Adira, this is my problem with Adira's storyline. Once again, I've already said, so I'm going to be quick. The whole thing with Gray staying along, I don't like it. Because here's the deal. Either A, all of the people are there and she sees them all, or sees them interchangeably. Like, say she sees Gray this episode, next episode she sees the Admiral or whatever his name was. And then maybe next episode she sees someone else. That I'm cool with. But for her to only see one person, I'm like, so now, okay, so all right, so you got this special symbiote or whatever, and you only see one of them. Of course, it's the one that you fell in love with. Look, hey, cut that storyline. She needs to move on, find somebody brand new in the ship, and be with him or her. Whatever it is, just find someone new. When you holding on to that old mess, guess what? You ain't gonna progress. You even saw, even Gray told her. Gray did, and Gray dropped knowledge on her. Gray was like, you doing the same stuff. We was like, you ain't gonna move forward. You gotta do new things. Why she ain't doing new things? Because she ain't letting Gray go. Let Gray go. Get Gray out of here. Now, I know Gray is probably an awesome actor, and y'all probably like, oh, snap, chemistry test went awesome, went well. And I even like the scene where they're sitting at the table together with Stamets. I thought that was interesting. I did like it. But I don't like the issue if only one of them are coming back. If one of them is coming back, then they all need to come back. Or, in my opinion, they none of them need to come back. I just don't like the I don't like the invisible dead guy that comes around or dead girl that comes around and only one character to say. I don't like it in any show, really. You know what I'm saying? I don't like it in any show. Like Umbrella Academy, I did not like it. Even though there was a touching scene with the dead sibling and Ellen Page's character, there was a touching moment with them. I'm not saying that they can't act. I'm just saying I don't like it in general because you just kind of get this weird situation when they're around other people and it's just they got to continually explain themselves and stuff. And it's corny to me. So I, you know, Inram says it's really strange. I can't get into that. Maybe after watching a few more times, I'll be okay with Gray. Yeah, it's not that there's anything wrong with Gray. It's just that I don't like the dead person that only one person can see thing on shows. It just, I'm just not into it. I'm not into it. I didn't like it when they did it in Sleepy Hollow, where even though they made it kind of makes sense in Sleepy Hollow, but I didn't like it when they did it in Supernatural, when Sam kept seeing like Lucifer and stuff. I don't like it in Star Trek Discovery. I didn't like it. I don't know what they're going to do in the new season of Umbrella Academy, but the first two seasons, I did not like it. So it's just not my thing. But I do like Stamets and Adira having a good relationship because she does need a home. You know what I'm saying? She's been feeling kind of adrift for a while. So Stamets having someone to take under his wing, as well as having Tilly there, you know, having her own little communal crew, her little clique, her small like family support system on the ship. I think that's good because for a moment it seemed like she wouldn't have anyone to be there for her. So I do like that. Gray gotta go, man. Look, find you a new boo. All right. New boos. All right. New boos in 2021. All right. You got a couple more episodes, but new boos. New boos. But speaking of boos, book. Book's like, yo, girl, I'm gonna send you my cat. All right. I'm gonna be in danger, but don't you worry about me, girl. I'm all right. And she was like, I gotta go get my man. Gotta go get my man. So she go with Giorgio. And funny thing is, Giorgio's like, Giorgio's on some like, yo, you had me at unsanctioned mission. Once you said we was doing something dirty, I was like, word, we getting into trouble? We'll talk about Giorgio in a second, but we go on this mission. And I love the interaction between the surrogate mother and surrogate daughter across universes or across multiverses or whatever. Wow. Their moments together are so interesting. And once again, it just goes, there's no whack actors on this show. So, you know, we get into kind of her basically showing that she sees that this is someone that Michael Burnham likes, being like, yo, Tyler got it. Ash Tyler, look, I liked Ash too, but Ash, yo, they got in his mind, and yo, look, Ash got to go, man. They got in his mind. But now you got a new boo. And Giorgio, she was playing, but Giorgio approves. She does. She approves. She's already talked to Book. She's already talked to Burnham. She approves. On the low low, she approves. And Michael Burnham did say love. What up, Mr. Black Culture? Nice to see you. She did say love. And like Georgia was like, oh, no, you said love. She was like, I said like, no, you said love. She was like, no, I said live. You said love. L-O-V-E here. Why you have love here? You know what I'm saying? You saw that handsome brother. He saw that beautiful sister. Ain't nothing wrong with some black love coming together on the turbo lift. But we on this ship, and you know I love that ship. Do we, matter of fact, chat or anyone in the comments, what is the name of book ship? Because I love that ship. Just the shape of it is very B-Wing from Star Trek-ish, Star Wars, but way better. I love that ship. I'm going to say way better why in later in the episode. But Star Trek Love Jones. Yo, Mr. Black Culture, you got it. Star Trek Love Jones. Just cut together all they scenes. Yo, girl, I'm sending you my cat because I'm going to be in danger trying to find a black box for you, girl. And she like, oh, no, I got to go save my man. All right, maybe y'all need to hire me to get my right on. CBS, stop sleeping. But now, seeing that this galaxy has gone awry, because now we got scavengers and stuff. We got slaves down here. They got little collars that blow up your head and stuff. Once again, wretched hives of villainy, scum and villainy, have started to permeate through the galaxy. And without Federation having the power to stomp this stuff out, you know what I'm saying? People just SOL, really. And it's something that goes back to the stress that we see on the Admiral's face when he's talking about just like so many things going on. This is going on here. This is going on there. Not having the warp capability, or even later on in the episode when he talks about there's like 100 fires going on that he's trying to put out, just so many things. And also while trying to stay hidden, from anyone who might want to attack them, because the Emerald Chain does not sound like a small operation. So, it just hurts to see this stuff, because this seems like little simple stuff that the Federation, if it was at full power, would be able to handle in like a couple hours. They'd send a ship out there like, hey, stop this before we have to really, do we have to beam down? Do we have to beam down? But I like how we get a little prison break. We get a lot of love from Georgia. We get to see her boss mode. We get to see some cool fight scenes. We get to see some head explosions. Well, one head explosion, the singular. But we get the black box, which is very, very important. And speaking of the importance, another importance on this mission is we get to see a little more of what's going on with Georgia. She's having these flashbacks, I believe, from the Terran side of what happened to somebody. Maybe Michael Burnham. I'm slipping. I don't know. Or that Michael. I'm not sure exactly who it's, who she's got, whose blood she has all over her hands, but she's definitely having some like crazy flashbacks where, she's not able to function, like on some kind of like PTSD mess. And like she said, it's been going on for a couple of weeks. Oh, you mean AKA since last you spoke with the dude with the glasses that I don't trust? And Giorgio, come on now. She was like, I don't want to tell nobody because I don't know what it is. Well, see, if you tell someone, maybe we can find out what it is. If you told someone, Hugh could put you in the machine and put the phasers on your head or something and then figure out what's on you with your mind. But you ain't even doing that. So now you just sitting there. What you doing? Taking ibuprofen or something? You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, look. Of course, you ain't going to figure out what's going on if you don't tell nobody. Y'all got the illest technology, all right? And you just like, nah, dog, I'm going to handle it on my own. Really, though? And even Michael's like, yo, look, it don't mean that you weak, yo. It don't, just because you vulnerable don't mean, like, look, we all go through it. But you almost got me killed, all right? You almost got all these other people killed. Get yo together. Come on. Come on, girl. Out here, you got me having your back. Every episode come out, I always singing your praises, and now you doing this. And do better. Hopefully she will go to sick bay and figure herself out. You know what I'm saying? Get scanned. You know what I'm saying? Get scanned by Hugh. He'll figure something out and everything will be all good. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I don't even know why we gotta do this. You know what I'm saying? Shouts to Imran, says those flashbacks are interesting. Yeah, because I'm wondering if those flashbacks, like, one side of me is like, oh, those flashbacks must be from the other universe. But I'm like, whoa, what if those flashbacks are something that they made her do after the debriefing with the dude with the glasses? You know what I'm saying? Like, something that they made her do, like now that she don't remember because they, like, wiped her mind or something. I don't know. I'm just, look, hey, I don't trust nobody in the new stuff. Vance on down. I need time. All right, because I don't know what y'all doing. This song that everybody know, don't nobody know nothing. I need to know what's up. Now, I don't know if I trust y'all like that. So look, just keep your distance too. But with that said, is this an episode that I love? For the most part, yeah. The whole gray thing popping up, I'm like, eh. But this episode has some heat. Effects was on point. And I'm going to come back to the effects in a second. The acting was on point. Fighting was on point. Seeing the relationships that have progressed, like Tilly and Saru, or Saru and Michael, or Michael and Philippa, you know, or even Book and Michael during the kind of like prison break and the, you know, at the end, all amazing moments. But you know what was real amazing? When Book's ship came through, it was like, whoop, and it broke apart into like four sections and came back together. It was like, ka-ka-ka-ka-ow, ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka- ship is the illest right now. Like, I used to be like, yo, there's other ships that are hotness. There's other ships that are dope. Nah, bruh, right now, book ship, I don't know what we're gonna call it. I don't know. It's like, look, book ship right now is top for me right now, yo. I don't think there's another ship that I ride with as hard as book ship. I'm gonna leave this review off like that. Book ship is the hottest ship out in them starry streets right now. Yes, I said that. I know the Millennium Falcon exists. Yeah, I got love for it. But right now, Millennium Falcon got to be number two, bruh. Because the joint broke into different pieces and came back, man. Like, what are we doing here? It's not a competition, man. Like, it's not, like, yo. It's like, book ship is like Usain Bolt and all the other ships is like everyone else. Like, I'm just saying, the ship is awesome. It is crazy dope. That joint swung around. It was like, broke apart. Then was like, ho, ho, sight, we coming right back, clicking. And it was like, cow, cow. Yo, look, bruh, I'm out. When I saw that, I was like, oh, snap. Like, yo, man, the ship is the best right now out in them stargated streets. All right, out in them galactic streets right now, book ship is on top. If you got another ship you think is better, tell me, let me know. But right now, look, I'm just saying, unless your ship is deconstructing, reconstructing, transforming on the fly, and then going into straight battle mode, shooting down other ships that's way bigger than you. Bro, man, look, we out. That's the end of the episode. That's out. We out. You know what I'm saying? Book ship is straight the future flavor. I thought it was dope. And, you know, the brothership. Yo, Mr. Black Culture, you killing me today, man. The brothership is Panthera. Thundercats built. That's right, yo, man. Yo, Panthera belt, is that realness? Yo, I love it. I love that ship. It's dope. So, guys, with that said, holla at me. I'm going to holla at you. Down in the comments, let's talk Star Trek. That ship is my favorite ship right now. That joint can move. So, any idea, S-O-U-L, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all them places, YouTube is the hub. Please feel free to hit that thumbs up. Or you can hit that thumbs down if you want. But if you hit that thumbs down, I'm going to send what's her name? Osyra after you. And let me tell you this. I don't think that we've met Osyra, we've stopped Osyra, or we've seen the last of Osyra. But I'm going to send Osyra after you. And all you're going to do is be scavenging on the planet for the rest of your life. So you might as well hit thumbs up. Now, podcast, that's right. Don't sleep. If you'd rather listen than watch, get your podcast on. Search Nerd Soul. You will find me. And then Spotify. You know what I'm saying? I got them musical jams for your ears. So, guys, thank you for rolling through. I'm going to leave y'all with Arcatron, ArcKatron.com. Shouts out to all my Patreon supporters, everyone who super chatted this week, last week, all that jazz. And until next time, I'm going to leave y'all with a little heat that sounds just like, which one should I choose? This one. Ah, yeah. Feel that pickup.